News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Summer 2024 was the hottest on record globally and for Europe. That's according to new report out from the the Climate Change Service. I'm joined by John Gibbons, environmental journalist. John, how do you pronounce that name?
Copernicus, Shane.
Copernicus, thank you. I was going to try it and I just, you know what, it's too early. Anyway, on a much more serious note, it is really, it's a stark warning, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, Shane. We're basically seeing more and more of the same. And to put it in simple terms, 13 of the last 14 months, temperatures globally have been above the 1.5 degree danger line that was set by the Paris Agreement in 2015. And to refresh your listeners, basically the Paris Agreement said that we need at all costs to stay below the 1.5 degree danger line, because beyond that, essentially, we move into climate system breakdown, irreversible climate breakdown. And what we're seeing now, because we breached this limit, it doesn't mean that it is permanent. In other words, it is possible in the next couple of years that we may dip below that again. But the real point from the Copernicus report is that we're skating really on the thinnest of ice in terms of moving to the edges of the stable climate system, that all the good things, all the agricultural systems, all the industrial development, everything that we associate with the modern world chain was built in a stable climate. And we're at the very precipice of exiting the stable climate system. And this is really what's written loud and clear with this report.
Are you at all optimistic that we can pull back from the brink?
Hello?
Hi, John. I don't know if you could hear my question there. I was just asking you, are you at all optimistic that we can pull back from the brink? Oh, we seem to have. John, can you hear me? Can you hear me okay,
I can hear
John?
You, Shane. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, we can hear you perfectly.
I can hear you okay now.
Yeah, you heard my question. Can we pull back from the brink?
I did indeed. Really, the only way we can pull back from the brink really is to stop making the problem worse. At the moment, collectively, we're adding about 50 billion tons of long heat-trapping but long-acting gases that will continue to heat the atmosphere for decades and centuries into the future. The only way we can turn this around, basically, is to follow the advice of the science and to turn that ratchet down as quickly as possible. Now, I'm afraid the bad news for countries like Ireland, we over-contribute to this crisis. Our emissions are among the very highest in Europe, which is among the highest in the world. So per capita emissions in Ireland are sky high. We think, for example, that our Dublin Airport, we've currently 32 million flights through it. We think it should be 40 million. Every one of those flights is contributing to this crisis. And as long as people don't understand that the price that we're paying for this, for our high energy, our high emissions lifestyles, basically are burning the future down, Shane, for our kids.
John, do they understand? But do we understand? But we just don't want to know.
I think that's a huge amount of it. I think we're in denial. I think most people listening to us this morning understand that there's a climate crisis, but the attitude in Ireland, particularly with our kind of temperate maritime climate, is it's somebody else's problem. And I was having a quick look around this morning, Shane. For example, yesterday, Sweden and Norway, for the first time in recorded history, breached 30 degrees centigrade in September. Never happened before. Yesterday in Spain, there were record flooding events. So essentially, we're heating up the atmosphere so quickly, it's sort of pumping up the hydrological cycle. So we're getting these intense rain bursts. And of course, the temperatures are ratcheting up and up.
John Gibbons, environmental journalist, talking to us there about that Copernicus Climate Change Service report.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.